Good morning. Welcome to St. John's Lutheran Church this morning. I am so glad that you are here with us. Those of you who are here with us in church, those of you who are joining us online, it is good for us to add our voices to those across the globe, giving prayer and praise and thanksgiving. As we continue this green and growing season after Pentecost, we remember all of the wonderful things that Jesus does for all of us. Today is a very important day for two of our young people. Rachel Bisbee and Kaya Kellersmith will be affirming their baptisms at confirmation services at 10:30. So please keep Rachel and Kaya and their parents in your prayers. They worked really hard and put up with me for 2 years. You know what that's like. You know, there we are. So please keep them in your prayers. Today is also the first Sunday in August, and so donuts. You know, it's just one of those wonderful things I get to say. So, yes, in between services down in the Christ in Coffee Lounge, there are donuts. And if you have a donut, there might be some conversation. There might be some joy and sharing and all kinds of wonderful things. So please make sure you stick around for some donuts. You're also invited this evening to an event at Toowoomba Park called Pray for Ohio. It begins at 7 o'clock in Wagner's Glade, and you are invited to add your voices to those praying for all kinds of issues. There are lots of other announcements in your bulletin, and I hope that you take a chance to read through it. But we have gathered this morning so we might be in worship. So let us then continue that worship by joining together in our gathering song, Good, Good Father. Let us rise and sing together.
Never alone. You're a good, good father. So you are, so you are, so you are. And I'm loved by you. So I am, so I am, so I am. Oh, and I've seen many searching for answers for love so undeniable, I can hardly speak. Peace so unexplainable, I can hardly think. As you call me deeper still, as you call me deeper still, as you call me deeper still into love. Love, love, you're a good, good father. So you are, so you are, so you are. And I'm loved by you. So I am, so I am, so I am. You're a good, good father. So you are, so you are, so you are. And I'm loved by you. So I am, so I am. I am, you're a good, good father.
And And now may the grace of our Lord Jesus Christ, the love of God, and the communion of the Holy Spirit be with you all.
And also with you.
Let us pray. Glorious God, your generosity waters the world with goodness, and you cover creation with abundance. Awaken in us a hunger for the food that satisfies both body and spirit, and with this food fill all the starving world. Through your Son, Jesus Christ, our Savior and Lord. Amen. You may be seated.
First lesson today is from Isaiah, the 55th chapter, beginning with the first verse. Ho, everyone who thirsts, come to the waters, and you that have no money, come, buy, and eat. Come, buy wine and milk, without money and without price. Why do you spend your money for that which is not bread, and your labor for that which does not satisfy? Listen carefully to me, and eat what is good, and delight yourselves in rich food. Incline your ear, and come to me. Listen, so that you may live. I will make with you an everlasting covenant, my steadfast, sure love for David. See, I made him a witness to the peoples, a leader and commander for the peoples. See, you shall call nations that you do not know, and nations that do not know you shall run to you, because of the Lord your God, the Holy One of Israel, for he has glorified you. The word of the Lord.
Thanks be to God.
The second lesson is from Romans, the 9th chapter, beginning at the first verse. I am speaking the truth in Christ. I am not lying. My conscience confirms it by the Holy Spirit. I have great sorrow and unceasing anguish in my heart. For I could wish that I myself were accursed and cut off from Christ for the sake of my own people, my kindred according to the flesh. They are Israelites, and to them belong the adoption, the glory, the covenants, the giving of the law, the worship, and the promises. To them belong the patriarchs, and from them, according to the flesh, comes the Messiah, who is over all, God blessed forever. Amen. The word of the Lord.
Please rise for the reading of the Holy Gospel. The Holy Gospel according to St. Matthew in the 14th chapter. Now when Jesus heard about the beheading of John the Baptist, he withdrew from there in a boat to a deserted place by himself. But when the crowds heard it, they followed him on foot from the towns. When he went ashore, he saw a great crowd, and he had compassion for them and cured their sick. When it was evening, the disciples came to him and said, "This is a deserted place, and the hour is now late. Send the crowds away so that they may go into the villages and buy food for themselves." Jesus said to them, "They need not go away. You give them something to eat." They replied, "We have nothing here but 5 loaves and 2 fish. Jesus said, "Bring them here to me." Then he ordered the crowds to sit down in the grass, taking the loaves and the 2 fish. He looked up to heaven and blessed and broke the loaves and gave them to the disciples. And the disciples gave them to the crowds, and all ate and were filled. And they took up what was left over of the broken pieces, 12 basketful. And those who ate were about 5,000 men besides women and children. The gospel of our Lord. Grace to you and peace from God our Father and our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. Amen. For the past few weeks, we have been listening to Jesus teach using parables. Now, I love parables because they're stories that use common, ordinary things, the stuff of our lives and our living, and then uses those things to teach us about God's kingdom, about God's love, about God's care and grace and favor for all of us. Now today, we have what I like to think of as a lived parable. Now when I'm doing premarital work, I usually tell a couple that their new married life together will be a lived parable as opposed to a fairy tale. I'm going to be telling the confirmands next service that their lives will become now a lived parable. So if that's the case, then truly all of our lives as we come here today, as we go from here today, our lives are also lived parables, giving the people around us a glimpse of what God's kingdom can look like through the ordinary stuff of our lives. Today's story in the gospel is one of the most famous stories in Jesus' life. It's the feeding of the 5,000. This story is actually in all four gospels. All right, there aren't many. You know, the crucifixion is one. The feeding of the 5,000 is another. There aren't a lot that are in all four Gospels. So this story must have carried all kinds of weight in the early church. But it's also a go-to for us as modern Christians. This story gets tossed around church kitchens every funeral meal when they think they're starting to run out of food. Oh, Pastor, did you go to the loaves and fishes class at seminary? Sorry, everyone. I skipped that one. I might have slept. I'm not sure. Maybe walking the dog. All right. All right. But this is one of the definitive miracles in Jesus' life. But I also believe that it is a lived parable about what God's kingdom can look like and the power that that kingdom has in our lives. So we look at the story. For me, it goes something like this. The kingdom of heaven is like Jesus withdrawing a moment in order to refresh himself, in order to ponder the death of John the Baptist, in order to find that quiet place to pray. But the crowds want nothing to do with that, and so they follow Jesus. And when he arrives at his destination, they're already there. And Jesus has compassion on them. See, it's not that Jesus was going to go for good. It's not like he was going to take a sabbatical or he was going to go off and be on hiatus for 2 months. Jesus was trying to rest and refresh so that he could actually be more focused when he was with the crowds. But the crowds were so needy that they couldn't accept that. They couldn't allow him those free moments. Now, of course, some of that neediness in the crowd was that irritating kind of neediness, that whiny, oh, I need it, and it's not really any kind of an anything. But most of the crowd needed comfort or understanding. They needed the compassion that Jesus shows us all, as well as healing and wholeness. They needed someone to listen to them, someone to teach them. They needed liberation and forgiveness. They were hungry. Hungry for righteousness, hungry for inspiration, for salvation, redemption. And eventually, they were just hungry. And Jesus had compassion on them. The story continues. Jesus then teaches and heals. He comforts and cures until late in the day. And the disciples grow nervous and frantic because it's a large crowd and there's a whole lot of nothing to eat. But Jesus says to the disciples, they don't have to leave. You can give them something to eat. Jesus' compassion for this group leads him to spend all day with the crowd. He teaches and he talks. He listens to some. He heals others, cures still more, and spends time with as many as he possibly can. Now, it's a large crowd, and so that takes all day. And as the day is ending, the disciples are worried about large crowds and no food. They want Jesus to send the people away and let them fend for themselves about finding something for dinner. Jesus says no. Jesus says to the disciples that they are enough for this crowd. The disciples don't believe that. In our lives, we don't either. As we enter situations that look overwhelming to us, we don't believe that we're sufficient to the task. But Jesus believed in the disciples. Jesus believed in us. Jesus believes because he is with the disciples. Jesus believes because he is with us. And with Jesus, we are sufficient. With Jesus, the disciples have enough to help the crowd, because the story continues. The disciples say, we only have 5 loaves and 2 fish, and that's never going to be enough. And Jesus says, bring them to me. And he blessed the loaves and the fishes, and he gave them to the disciples, and the disciples distributed it to the crowds. Everyone ate, everyone was filled, and they collected 12 baskets of leftovers. The disciples know that they are not enough. Whether it's faith or skill or even just food, they don't have enough. And how often don't we feel the same way as we join the disciples in crying out, increase our faith? They tell Jesus that all they had is a small lunch to share among themselves, and even then, someone was going to go hungry. But Jesus shows them that with Christ by our side, even the little we have, even the little we are willing to claim is enough. To be honest, I would not come with one happy meal and try to feed an entire elementary school full of children. But whatever faith it is that I have, I lay it at Jesus' feet and I pray for his assistance, his grace, and his favor. And so Jesus blesses all that they have and they distribute it to everyone. Everyone. Everyone eats. And they are all filled, and they have leftovers, baskets of leftovers. With God, there is enough. In fact, there is more than enough. There is extravagance and more to be shared. This is the powerful truth at the center of this lived parable. God's love and forgiveness, our redemption, is always enough and more. As this day begins, as we sit here, and with whatever little faith we think that we have, Jesus multiplies that faith, and we are able to bring the love of God to the people closest to us, to any of the people we're going to meet today. We get to bring that love to the world around us. Jesus promises that together, we are enough. That is us together with each other. That's all of us and each of us together with Jesus. We are enough. With Jesus by our side, there will be leftovers and more than enough to share with all the people. We see it happen in this deserted place in the gospel this morning. But we, I believe, have also experienced this in our own lives. Where the love of God comes to us with forgiveness, life, and salvation. It comes with life and light and redemption. We who have been trapped in our sinfulness, we who are as needy as those crowds, we who are as frazzled as the disciples, we are loved by God and saved by Jesus. Isaiah reminds us today that God has made with us an everlasting covenant, started at our baptism and made true every day. And so may the steadfast love of God, the gracious presence and power of Jesus, the outpouring of the Holy Spirit be with you this day. Be with you as we seek to live our lives as glimpses of the kingdom of heaven for all those around us. Amen. Please rise. And now let us celebrate God's love in our baptism by confessing together our faith using the words we find in the Apostles' Creed. I believe in God, the Father Almighty, creator of heaven and earth. I believe in Jesus Christ, his only Son, our Lord. He was conceived by the power of the Holy Spirit and born of the Virgin Mary. He suffered under Pontius Pilate, was crucified, died, and was buried. He descended into hell. On the third day he rose again. He ascended into heaven and is seated at the right hand of the Father. He will come again to judge the living and the dead. I believe in the Holy Spirit, the Holy Catholic Church, the communion of saints, the forgiveness of sins, the resurrection of the body, and the life everlasting. Amen. Confident that God receives our joys and concern, let us offer our prayers for the church, those in need, and all of creation. You gather your church together by the Holy Spirit. Inspire all the baptized to proclaim your abundant love throughout the world. Guide us in the mission of the gospel through word and deed. Lord, in your mercy. You cherish your creation, from the smallest microbe to the largest mountain. protect fragile ecosystems, send favorable weather, supply food and water to nourish creatures, and raise us up to care for all you have created. Lord, in your mercy, you desire peace and justice in the world. Instill within all political leaders your desire. Support the work of international peace organizations and provide relief for those in war-torn areas. Lord, in your mercy, you comfort those who are hurting. Accompany those who are alone. Heal those who are sick. Provide for all who hunger or thirst. Console the bereaved. Bring joy to the sorrowful and attend to all who call on you. We pray for all who suffer illness and injury or with accident and disease. But we also pray for these who are known to us who need your wholeness and health. We pray for Sharon, Ralph, Dick, Kenna, Kristen, Judith, Rhonda, Carol, Sarah, Mac, and Olivia. Lord, in your mercy, you place us within communities for mutual support and love. Reveal yourself to us in worship, fellowship, and ministry with our neighbors. Provide for feeding ministries and food banks in our area that we share your abundance with all who hunger. Lord, in your mercy. Gracious, holy, and good God, we lift before you today our confirmation students. We pray for your presence to be with them. May they fulfill the promises they make today and stand as a blessing to us and to this good world you have made. May the faith they claim as their own deepen and grow, and may Rachel and Kaya shine bright with your love now and always. Lord, in your mercy. You have placed before us examples of faithful living who have witnessed to your promises throughout time and space. Rouse us by their lives of service and dedication to be your hands and feet in this world. Lord, in your mercy. Into your hands, O God, we commend all for whom we pray. In the name of the one who reconciled all creation to himself, Jesus Christ, our Savior. Amen. The Lord be with you.
Also with you.
Lift up your hearts.
We lift them to the Lord.
Let us give thanks to the Lord our God.
It is right to give our thanks and praise.
It is indeed right, our duty and our joy, that we should at all times and in all places offer thanks and praise to you, Almighty and merciful God, through our Savior, Jesus Christ, who on this day overcame death and the grave, and by his glorious resurrection opened to us the way of everlasting life. Holy, mighty, and merciful Lord, heaven and earth are full of your glory. In great love you send to us Jesus, your Son, who reached out to heal the sick and suffering, who preached good news to the poor, and who on the cross opened his arms to all. On the night in which he was betrayed, our Lord Jesus took bread. He gave thanks, broke it, and gave it to his disciples, saying, "This is my body given for you. Do this for the remembrance of me." Again, after supper, he took the cup, gave thanks, and gave it for all to drink, saying, "This cup is the new covenant in my blood, shed for you and for all people for the forgiveness of sin. Do this for the remembrance of me." Remembering, therefore, his death, resurrection, and ascension, we await his coming in glory. Pour out upon us the spirit of your love, O Lord, and unite the wills of all who share this heavenly food, the body and blood of Jesus Christ, our Lord, to whom with you and the Holy Spirit be all honor and glory, now and forever. Amen. Lord, remember us in your kingdom and teach us, pray. Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For thine is the kingdom and the power and the glory forever and ever. Amen. Jesus loves you, and in the power of that love, I bid you now come to his table of grace. You may be seated.
I will feast at the table of the Lord. I will feast at the table. I will place for me. Oh, what joy will fill my heart.
Please rise. As the body and blood of our Lord Jesus fills us with strength, we are also sent out into the world in love and service. So together, let us pray. We give you thanks, Almighty God, that you have refreshed us through the healing power of this gift of life. In your mercy, strengthen us through this gift in faith toward you and in fervent love toward one another, for the sake of Jesus Christ, our Lord. Amen. And now may the Lord grant that we see what needs to be seen and do what needs to be done. May the Lord bless and protect you all. May the Lord smile on you and be gracious to you. May the Lord look upon you all with favor and give you peace. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen. I hope you have a wonderful week. I hope you take some time to have some donuts and coffee and conversation. I hope your week is blessed as you go into the world with hope.
To make God's vision our mission.
You've been listening to St. John's Lutheran Church, 120 West Water Street, Sydney, Ohio. May God's glory abide with us today. May the love of God be increased within us and extended towards our fellow worshipers. Welcome, children of God. We invite you to return and worship with us again.
From everlasting made.